Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
This is ESPN Radio.
Welcome Amber, back.
Where did he go, Amber?
To ESPN Radio. Where did he go? Who knew he went anywhere, right? Amber Wilson, Jay Williams, hanging out with you this morning. ESPN Radio is presented to you, of course, by Progressive Insurance, the ESPYs. They were last night. Pat McAfee, he opened the show. Big shoes to fill for McAfee, by the way. Apparently, it was supposed to be Kevin Hart, Jay, but the writers' strike, Kevin Hart decided to stand with the writers. And so Pat McAfee had to open the show with no comedy writers whatsoever. I thought, considering the circumstances, honestly, he did a heck of a job. I thought the whole ESPYs last night was well done.
I thought it was good. I thought that the way that Pat came out and talked about the fact that Kevin Hart couldn't be there, right? Self-deprecating, which anybody that kicks off any commentary in life, Amber, that is self-deprecating, I'm like, ah, you get it. Like, my defense mechanism has been lowered. Now you have my attention, right? But I do want to ask you a question, because I went on a tangent last night while I was actually watching the ESPYs for a second, and I was getting into this debate with some of my friends on my text chain before my wife engaged and then, you know, chimed in with her commentary, which typically happens in my relationships online.
As it should.
As it should, yes. Always room for the room to get smarter, right? So let me hear how you break this down. If you are engaged in a relationship and you follow that person, obviously, that you're engaged with, right, that significant other online, and you see that other person liking other women's pictures, is that cheating?
No.
Do you consider that cheating?
That is not cheating. No, it is not cheating. I tend to not be one of those women personally that has a big issue with my husband, frankly, looking at pictures of other women. Like, I mean, come on. We're all,
Yeah.
But we're all still alive, though, right? Looking, like, we all got eyes.
Looking,
Jay,
is one thing, though, Amber. Looking is one thing. Actually,
liking,
tapping on it twice to say, hey, I saw it, I like it.
That, I mean, are these
like
real,
else.
Are these like real women? I guess some of the analysis to me would come down to, are these real women that my husband knows or has the opportunity to know? Or are we talking about like famous people? Because my husband actually did get mad at me. He's not awake. I can tell this story right now. He got mad at me because I follow on the gram, okay, the manager of the San Francisco Giants. Now, I don't know if you're familiar with the manager of the San Francisco Giants, Jay, but he's pretty easy on the eyes. Let's just say that.
Okay.
So, you know, I'm a fan, right? And so I follow him on the gram, and I liked a couple of his posts, and my husband apparently did. He actually noticed it, and he gave me a little bleep for it, and I thought that was hilarious, because I'm like, I don't know the manager of the San Francisco 49. He's like, you work in sports, you could. I'm like, that is not true. Like, that is not the same thing. Well, this is not the same thing as, like, me liking the pictures of the dude down the street who has his shirt off. That feels different.
This is the world that we live in, though, right? Because you and I are involved in an ecosystem where those access points, right, it's 1 degree of separation. Like, we can be at an event and you happen to see that manager. I could be at the ESPYs, you happen to see that actress, right? So there's it's different than normal people that you feel like they'll never run into this individual person. So it just opened up Pandora's box. And we came away with it like, okay, like, you can take a quick, like, glaze, but you can't like. If you like, it's crossing a line. That's what we came as a couple, like, relationship wise. I don't know where other people are, but I don't know. It's interesting.
That's what I think it is. I think you have to have that conversation with your spouse. And I think that answer is different for every single couple. Like, I would not care at all if my husband's liking, you know, Kim Kardashian's pictures or something, right?
Yeah, okay,
because I'm just, different. I don't feel like that's probably a threat. it's just one of those things. But now, again, if he's liking the person that we actually know and she's on the gram putting it out there, like maybe that would make me a little bit more uncomfortable. I don't tend to be one who gets very uncomfortable with those situations. But I do think that answer is different for every single couple. And navigating all of that, it's fun in 2023, right?
Yes, it is. Okay, I know I went on a tangent. That is on me. I just had to ask because it led to a series of conversations. So that's all.
So you were distracted last night during the ESPYs. Let me tell you what happened. Kansas City Chiefs won best team. The best play went to that one-handed catch from Justin Jefferson. Mm-hmm. But the real story of the ESPYs last night was apparently LeBron James is still going to play basketball this season, which none of us really didn't know that he wasn't going to play basketball this season. It felt like the most anticlimactic announcement of all time. Nevertheless, here is Mr. LeBron James, the Lakers forward at last night's ESPYs.
When the season ended, I said I wasn't sure if I was going to keep playing. And I know a lot of experts told you guys what I said, but I'm here now speaking for myself. In that moment, I'm asking myself if I can still play without cheating the game. Can I give everything to the game still? Truth is, I've been asking myself this question at the end of the season for a couple years now. I just never openly talked about it. I don't care how many more points I score or what I can or cannot do on the floor. The real question for me is, can I play without cheating this game? The day I can't give the game everything on the floor is the day I'll be done. Lucky for you guys, that day is not today.
Lucky for us, Jay. Lucky for us, LeBron James is still going to play basketball.
Well, you seem angered by it, Amber.
I'm not. It's just LeBron. It's just, and I, you know, I love LeBron. I mean, I also hate LeBron because he left Miami, but I love, look, I have a picture of LeBron over my shoulder, you know? I got a lot of love for the man. The man's the greatest of his generation and all that stuff. In fact, I might even make an argument he's the greatest of all time. It doesn't mean that I can't be annoyed by him while I'm also simultaneously enjoying his greatness. This is annoying about LeBron James, and a lot of people are going to be annoyed by this.
You know what? I'm torn, okay? I'm watching it last night, and in that actual time, Amber, like, I'm thinking to myself, okay, obviously, LeBron James has an ego. Like, people are complaining online, oh, of course, LeBron, he's making it about LeBron. He likes the attention. Hello, people. Anybody who's great, they want a little bit of attention, right? There's an ego at stake. I've been around Michael Jordan. Ego. I've been around Kobe Bryant. Ego. I've been around Cristiano Ronaldo. Ego. I've been around Stephen A. Smith. Ego. Like,
I mean, pick up some of those names you just dropped, Jay.
I mean, but no, I mean, we're just being honest and real about it, Amber. Like, we're talking about some of the best who have ever done it. I'm complimenting them, right? But like, there's ego involved that's allowed them to get there. So on one aspect, I hear that. I hear the annoyance. On the other hand, though, from somebody that played against a couple of the greatest of all time, right, and Kobe and MJ, there is a part of me that feels as if I took it a little bit for granted watching and experiencing them play. I really do, because I was competitive in that moment. I wanted to be the best. Later towards Kobe's career, I got a chance to watch it on the way out, and I was like, man, I appreciate it so much. And there's a part of me with LeBron that I feel as if, as annoying as it may be, there is something special getting an opportunity to watch this man play. Even at the age of 38, turning 39, he still found himself in the Western Conference Finals, okay? Going against the Denver Nuggets with a legit chance to win. Granted, they got swept, but you're still watching them saying they're not that far off. And he's the all-time points leader. So maybe there is a part of it that just makes me want to appreciate it on the way out. I just want to watch it and appreciate it. That's all.
It's not the ego that bothers me, because I recognize that none of these guys could ever possibly get to the level that they're at without an ego. It's like sitting here in this business, all of us have egos, Jay. You couldn't possibly sit behind a microphone or in front of a camera if you didn't have that level of confidence in yourself and have maybe an inflated ego. I mean, that's just the reality of it. You have to have so much confidence to make it in certain businesses. And LeBron James has made it in a way that few ever have. And so, of course, he he's got the ego. He should have the ego. It has fueled him throughout his entire career and certainly has served him. It's not the ego itself that bothers me. It's the straw man that bothers me, because LeBron does that thing and it's like he's taking a page out of MJ's book. And frankly, it would have been annoying with MJ as well. Like with LeBron. Now, with MJ, I was a kid. I don't know if I was evaluating things the same way as I am now on the adult level. But with LeBron, the idea, like when he won the championship and he dropped it and he's like, and I want my damn respect too. And he drops the mic. I'm like, who the hell doesn't respect you, LeBron? Like, get out of town. Everybody respects you. Come on, all we do is debate. Are you the greatest player of all time or are you the second greatest player of all time? Like, who doesn't respect LeBron James? And that's what this speech felt like a little bit too. Like, hi, haters. It's like, all right, LeBron, come on. Yeah. You get all the flowers. You get all the accolades. You get all the praise. All anybody does is talk about how you're the greatest and how you've handled it so well since you were a teenager. Come on.
This is how we're driven, though. I mean, we are these type of creatures where people can say, oh, Jay, you killed it on air that day. And I'm like, yeah, but I messed up on this one damn thing, man. And it's really bothering me. So, like, that's what drives him. You know what drives me crazy as well, Amber? When people show up to work late. This is now 2 days in a row. Pat Costello has came into work late. And it's like what Coach K has told me is what, you know, some of the greatest coaches, Phil Jackson, sometimes I got a chance to spend time around him, Greg Popovich. It's like, oh, I can't get over the screen. And Greg Popovich would say, Jay, get over the screen. Stop telling me why you are getting hit by the screen. And it's 2 days in a row now. Pat Costello with these arm ramps has been late to work. And
I mean,
don't understand.
Poor Pat.
I don't understand.
Pat. He doesn't have the fancy town car and the PJ that brought you here today, Jay. No, I don't know if it's fair.
I don't know what show you're talking about. That's not my life. All I'm saying is, hey, you got to learn how to navigate ways. You know, Pat, he's not even set up with his headphones yet. He can't even respond.
He can't defend himself.
What is going on? And he looks lethargic. There's no sense of urgency.
It's 6:11 in the morning. Lethargic seems reasonable.
He got the 5 hours.
You are moving very slowly, Pat. It's not helping the segment out at all.
That's what I'm saying. We can't even run the set, Amber.
I'm going to have to go to commercial before you get to the mic. It's taking so long.
I really can't wait until the next segment when the show starts. It's going to be awesome. Let's go. Next segment. Here we go.
Coming up next. Speaking of next segment, Amber Wilson and Jay Williams.
The show starts, right? Next segment.
The show starts. We are headed. Are we headed to a situation like Ben Simmons, but this time in Portland? We will get into that. ESPN Radio is also on the ESPN app.
Have you ridden an electric e-bike yet? You need to check out Lectric e-bikes today. The number one selling e-bike in America. Two things stand out that bikers love about Lectric. Number one, the majority of their models come pre-assembled, so you don't need to be a bike savant to ride them. Number two, Lectric wants to empower riders to spend more time exploring outside on their bikes, so they've made range a priority. Long-range batteries allow riders to hit typically around 65 miles of range or up to 150 miles on some models. Bonus, Lectric has purposefully priced their bikes to be affordably awesome, so you don't have to break the bank to get these sweet rides. See why people who have made the switch to electric bikes have fallen in love with biking again by visiting electricebikes.com. That's L-E-C-T-R-I-C ebikes.com.
We all know breakfast is an important part of your day, but sometimes when you're traveling for business, you end up staying at a hotel that doesn't offer any. You know what happens? You grab a cup of coffee and skip the meal entirely. We've all been there. But if you book a room at La Quinta by Wyndham, you can enjoy their free Bright Side breakfast featuring delicious baked goods, fruit, eggs, yogurt, and waffles. And really, who doesn't want to start their day with a fresh hot waffle? Tonight, La Quinta, tomorrow you shine. Book direct at LQ.com.
This is ESPN Radio.
I'm trying to party in Miami when Damian Lillard becomes a member of the Miami Heat, but dang, it is taking a minute. Another day, another Damian Lillard watch. We will get to Damian Lillard in just a moment. But during the break, Jay, you had an interesting question.
Yeah, I have two things. Number one, there's a guy named Chris Johnson who just tweeted me, and I'm going to call it out because I like doing these quick things on our show, Amber. And he said, just talked about not knowing about PJ life whilst Abby is himself and his daughter on a PJ. Yes, me and my daughter took a private plane one time with our friend who owned the plane. Yes. Yes, but I don't fly around everywhere on a private plane all day long. I've been on a private plane a couple times in my life.
You're okay? Such a man of the people, though. Yeah. It's like, I've only been on a PJ a few times.
Well, yeah.
You know?
I'm just like you.
Well, Amber, I'm just like you, America.
Amber, I haven't been on a PJ.
Often.
I'm not like people. I was a second pick in the draft. I'm sorry. I've had access to a different world. And secondly, Mr. Johnson, Chris Johnson, I didn't call out Pat Costello. Pat Costello is my boy. This is what we do. You should see the way these guys get on me every single day on the show.
Oh, that's
the
truth.
When I mess up a read, when I mess up a word, or I don't know, something.
When you yell at the person who posts stuff on social media for putting up a picture of your dog on a PJ, for example.
That was not me. That was Keyshawn.
That was you.
No,
that
no.
was you.
I sent you
that
a picture,
was
and
you.
Then you decided to post the private information to the world on social media without actually getting my approval.
Was the dog on a PJ?
Key's dog was on a PJ.
Was your
yes.
dog? Was you?
Isn't that, in fairness, isn't that like half the point of flying on a PJ is that you can bring your animals,
your
you
animal.
Can bring
your
pets?
Dog yes, he's on my the PJ,
Washington
yes or no?
Is my family's support animal, yes.
On the PJ, yes or no? Was your dog
one
on
one time, yes.
Yes.
One time.
Okay.
Yes. Okay, point proven, Pat. Anyway, back to my point, Amber. I just had to get that off my chest.
If you want to see Jay Williams on a PJ with his daughter, you can fire it up on Twitter @RealJayWilliams. That is his handle. @AmberWSports. That is mine. I am not on a PJ. I have never been on a PJ. If you want to check me out on the gram or on Twitter.
Never been on one? Ever?
Never been on one.
Okay.
What? I know.
Oh, Amber, it must be so tough for you to not be on a PJ.
It is tough. You know, because I've never gotten off the yacht, guys, and got onto a PJ.
You're
it's problematic.
Florida, so you live a different life in South Florida, you know?
You're in a boat life.
The island doesn't have a runway. Is that what it is?
It doesn't. My island, Siesta Key, it doesn't have a runway. It's too small, so I haven't been on a PJ yet.
The boat just comes and picks you up the yacht. It just comes and.
It does.
All right. So,
what was the question that you asked, though? Let's set up the question that you asked during the break because I thought it was a good question. I want to throw it out to the audience. If you want to join the conversation here, you always can. 888-SAY-ESPN.
So, call into the show because Amber and I were talking about obviously egos, and we were talking about LeBron James last night saying, "Lucky for you, I'm going to come back for another year." We were talking about Michael Jordan, the ego of Jordan, Kobe Bryant, Cristiano Ronaldo, some of the best players in the world. So the question led to be, who has the ego that you rock with the most? Like if you, I'm talking to you, the person in the car, you, the person in the truck, you, the person at home listening to our show right now, if you had a superstar ego, whose ego would you want to epitomize the most, Amber? Who would be yours, by the way?
Mine would probably be Giannis Antetokounmpo because I like guys that have the ego and also embrace the ego because every single professional athlete has an ego, right? Y'all wouldn't be there if you didn't have an ego and didn't have that insane level of confidence in yourselves. Giannis embraces his and sort of makes fun of it, right? Like one of my favorite bites from Giannis is the one where he's explaining why he's not good at 3-point shooting. And he's saying like, I'm good at everything else. And he's literally like, I'm one of the best players in the world. I'm handsome. I'm a good father. I'm a good husband. Like I, you know, good in bed, like whatever Giannis is saying. And then he's like, you can't be good at everything in life. You know, you have to have something, and his thing is 3-point shooting. I like that about Giannis. It's fun. I like those types of dudes who embrace the ego and sort of make fun of the ego.
Okay, I like that. I like GA's personality a lot, too. I think for me, the guys, we were throwing this back and forth. I like Messi because you really don't know a lot about Messi, but if I can combine Messi and Jalen Hurts, right? Like, there's a seriousness, but there's also, like, I don't know, like there's an easiness too with both those guys. It never feels forced. It always feels natural. They just have this aura, this presence where you know they're in the room, but it's not like they need to make you aware. Hey, I'm in the room. You just know it, right? You just feel it all the time. Like I just love those two. If I could combine those two, that would be mine.
I'm Messi. It's so impressive because you're talking about the greatest and also the most famous athlete in the world, right? Arguably so. And so that one I think is incredibly impressive because you're right. He seems understated in his approach. Jalen Hurts, let's see what that looks like in 5 years.
That's
like
true.
That, you know,
true.
Like he's been through a lot. He's been through a lot in college. He's been through a lot in the pros. It wasn't like he just walked into this thing as the number one pick and everybody believed in Jalen. He didn't even have that level of belief with his first season in the league by any means. So now we're here with Jalen. Jalen Hurts. Everyone finally believes in him after this season. They're giving him all the praise. Let's see what it looks like after a few years of that level of praise, if that ego changes. I'm not saying it will, but certainly it could.
Would you bet on it that it would, Amber? Because for me, I feel like going through all that adversity, regardless of how far his stardom rises to the top, I don't feel like Jalen Hurts is ever going to be okay with it. Like, I feel like there's always going to be this blue collar, I have to outwork you, regardless of how many, if I win an MVP or if I win a Super Bowl, it's not going to feel like enough for him. Like, I don't know if that's going to change. You think that, would you bet that's going to change for him?
Well, I mean, even LeBron has a little of that, right? Like, he's inventing the straw man, the chip on his shoulder. It's one of the things that I think is annoying about LeBron. We know MJ did it as well. Is Jalen Hurts always going to have that because of the journey? Yeah, probably. I mean, most of these athletes, frankly, have that, even if their journey was a lot easier than Jalen's. I just wonder with the attention, you know, when Jalen Hurts is at the level where, you know, he's obviously already getting to that level of like the commercials and the, you know, Hollywood calling. And if, you know, when you actually become a superstar outside of the sport in your own right, then does it look different, or then does it change, or does he appear to be just as humble because of the journey? I have no idea, because I don't know Jalen personally, so it stands to reason that it could. He's had a tough road to get here. Maybe he'll always appreciate his journey.
Is Patrick Mahomes Hollywood?
I think Patrick Mahomes is pretty likable, right? Yeah. I mean, you're talking about the, you know, everybody hands down has, you know, greatest quarterback, not much of an argument there. And yet I think he's pretty likable. I don't think people find him to be too overdone. I think maybe his family a little bit gets that heat a little bit more than Patrick himself. 888-729-3776. 888-729-3776. That is where we find Dennis. Dennis is in Delaware. Hey, Dennis, whose ego in sports do you really like?
Hey, Amber, thanks for taking my call. It's Tiger Woods. Now, I'm a pretty good golfer here in Delaware, and I play in a lot of events. But Tiger, to me, he had that ego that he was not going to lose when he walked up on that tee box. And I sometimes wear the red shirt like he did on Sunday. If I have to play a big match, that's who I relate to the most. I'm not going to be beat that day. And that's it.
Wait,
Tiger,
Dennis,
is my guy.
Dennis, yeah. When you say pretty good, like how good is pretty good? Like what's our handicap here? What are we talking about?
All right, well, I'm an assistant golf professional at Bear Trap Dunes in Delaware,
so
I'm pretty good.
Okay.
All right, so.
Are we talking about scratch?
You tell him, Dennis, you tell him.
Are we a scratch?
Yeah, we're talking about close to scratch, yep. When I play for a lot of scratch, too, Jay, if you know what I mean.
Okay, Dennis. I mean, can Amber, myself, Pat Costello, Nuno, and Yates, can we come out? Can we be invited out there for a round? Can we play, please?
I've never been to Delaware.
Hey, you guys should come here, have a whole big tournament, and we'll give you a big check to donate to somebody anytime you want. You know that.
We will fire up Jay Williams' jet, and we will be
there
in Delaware. 888-SAY-ESPN. We love when you join the conversation. Coming up next, we are going to keep getting to your phone calls. I see you lining up on the phone lines. Plus, are we heading for a Ben Simmons situation in Portland? We will be getting into that as well. ESPN Radio is also on the ESPN app.
Hi, it's Mike Greenberg letting you know ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sportsbook of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me, plus many more. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today. New users get a bet reset up to $1,000 in bonus bets if your first bet doesn't win. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
For the ones who get it done, Grainger offers high-quality supplies and solutions for every industry, as well as access to product specialists who have the knowledge and experience to answer your toughest questions. Plus, their commitment to being your safety partner can help you keep your facility safe and your people safer. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
This is ESPN Radio.
The Damian Lillard saga, it rolls on. Amber Wilson, Jay Williams hanging out with you here on ESPN Radio. Jay, are you surprised that we still don't have a deal in place for Dame?
I am. I'm also surprised the more pictures I look at of Gabe Kepler here. I got to be honest. This is...
you were going to get me in trouble again.
I'm just trying to tell you, the guy looks smooth. I mean, it's the beard, it's the chin structure. All of it. I mean,
That is the words of Jay Williams, in case my husband happens to be listening, which I know he's not. That is not the words of Amber Wilson. I just think he's an excellent baseball manager. That is all I was saying about Gabe.
Is he the top baseball manager in the MLB?
He's the top one, the Marlins manager, by the way. Real close behind the Twins manager would be on that list as well. Anyways,
Wait. No. You can't. You're not just going to move past this one. Do you want to know who, when you Google hottest MLB managers, do you want to know who comes up first?
I need to do this.
Gabe Kepler.
Buck Showalter.
Oh, no, stop.
Go Mets. Yes, Mets. Go ahead, Buck. I'm not mad at you.
Also, that is the search history of Pat Costello. Not, for the record, the search history of Amber Wilson.
HR,
so Damian Lillard.
HR's going to have a problem here at ESPN. Manager's going to come in. Let me look at your search engine history here, right, Pat Costello.
Right? Pat.
Well,
Pat,
we're not allowed to talk about Amber's. We'd all get fired.
No, stop. That thing is cleared and cleared and cleared again. A very good social team.
I just love that Amber's trying so hard to move past
I keep trying to move on.
She keeps trying to move on.
We're not going to let it happen. Back to LeBron.
Can we get Amber's husband to call in?
I'm like, where do I go? Do I go to Dame? Do I go to LeBron? Where am I going with this conversation? I'm going anywhere. Phone line, save me. 888, say ESPN. We were taking calls on who has the best ego in sports. Glenn. Glenn is in Atlanta. Glenn, save this conversation. Who do you relate to ego-wise?
Derek Jeter.
Oof, okay.
DJ. Well, I'm glad that we diverted this conversation away from handsome people in sports.
Yes. I mean, and by the way, Amber, this is like, you know, I'm unapologetically myself all the time. I have to tell you, obviously, every time I hear Derek Jeter's name, I just think gift basket.
It's
legendary. Like, if anybody out there, have you heard about?
I have heard, but also I have heard first-hand accounts that's not necessarily true.
Don't you shatter my
dreams. I'm just saying. I've heard things. 888 say ESPN. We have all heard things. We are talking about egos in sports. Derek Jeter, certainly somebody who had an understated ego throughout his entire career. Willie is also in Atlanta.
Before you get to your point, see, Amber, once again, a personality, right? A leader that you really don't know, like you think you know, but you really don't know, right? There's that level of mystery.
Yeah.
Once again, like Messi, Jalen
Hurts. You love
Hurts.
That. I don't like that. I don't love it. I think it's boring. Like,
what?
I want transparency from my athletes. Like, I want to know who they actually are. And then, of course, when they show us who they actually are, then we hate on them and we get annoyed by it. But that's how this thing works, right? It's the reality of it. Willie's in Atlanta. Hey, Willie, who do you like ego-wise in sports?
Good morning. Deion Primetime Sanders. Mm. Deion used to take a carriage ride through Atlanta to go shopping. Not a limousine, not a bus, but a carriage ride to go shopping in Atlanta when he was here.
That's still a little look at me, Louie. You're like, he's riding like a carriage, like pulled by a horse carriage.
Yes, ma'am.
So Willie, let me tell you this. This is how quick Prime is. So last night the ESPYs are going on, right? Literally, and Lil Wayne is rapping. Like Yates and these guys are telling me that I performed last night at the ESPYs, and I flew back here to Bristol for the show because they say I look like Lil Wayne, and I don't even look like Lil Wayne. Amber, I don't even know what the hell they're even talking about.
I don't know what they're talking
about
either.
He was spitting last night at the ESPYs, right? Mm-hmm. Literally on the spot, Prime took a video of Lil Wayne mentioning his name and just utilized it to promote Colorado and everything he's doing. I look nothing like
him. I mean,
you do
look a little like him in the picture right now that Yates is holding up. You can be watching us right now on ESPNU if you are so inclined. And y'all's faces do look alike. It's the smile.
We have a smile. All right.
It's the smile.
Our smile looks similar, minus the grill.
I mean, if you put some dreads on yourself, you know, and we put some sunglasses on, I could see it.
Few face tats. Next thing you know, you talk about what's in your cup.
This is what happens. I should have never leaned into Gabe. I've leaned into Gabe. Now you're leaning into this.
Just lean into calling yourself Jay Weezy.
Jay Weezy. Yo, I'll go with that name. I'll take that name. I'll take that name.
I like Jay Weezy.
I'll take Jay Weezy. Okay.
That works
I'll
for you.
Jay Weezy for the rest of the show.
888 say ESPN. Kemp is in South Carolina. Hey, Kemp, who do you have?
I like Kevin Durant. You know what I'm saying? Because, like, I mean, he goes out there, he's killing every night, then come back, you know, and talk his trash on Twitter. You know, he back his trash up. So, I like that. And I feel like it bring more views to the game.
So, Kemp, you got a burner account? You got a burner?
Huh?
You got a burner?
A burner account? No. No, I don't got a burner account. But I do got, what's the new app, the new Instagram app? I do got
Threads.
You got Threads. Okay, you got Threads. Amber, how are you feeling about Threads? Are you liking Threads right now?
I signed up for Threads just so I didn't lose my handle.
I like it, but I feel like, where's the DM at, though? I feel like you need the DM on there.
Kemp's real concerned about the DM.
Shoot your shot, Kemp. Shoot your shot.
You can't slide into the DMs over on Threads. That does seem problematic, or maybe like a huge advantage for somebody like me who works in this business. Gotta be honest with you. I don't know if I'll miss the DMs that much. I did sign up for Threads only so I don't lose my handle. I haven't done anything with Threads, though. It's too much, Jay. I know I sound like an old person. It's too much, man.
I see what everybody else is posting, but I'm like, okay, like what other alternative features do we have here? Like, what else am I working with? Like, you know, am I getting news? I'm not really getting news. I'm just getting everybody else in their random thoughts, which I miss. But honestly, I don't miss that much.
I mean, it's the exact same as Twitter in terms of news. Like, all the news breakers are just posting on Threads and Twitter. So it's the exact same. When I go on Twitter, I'm seeing the same content right now that I see when I go on Threads. I don't know at some point if that changes, if everybody goes over to Threads. I don't know. It's too much for me. I never even signed up for TikTok. Like, it's a lot. It's a lot to juggle. Again, I know that I sound old with that take, but that's the reality of the situation. I watch TikTok on Instagram, like you should if you're an adult. 888-SAY-ESPN. Mike is in St. Louis. Mike, what athlete do you like in terms of ego?
Shaquille O'Neal.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
See, Shaq is one of those, for me, Jay, that's like, he's funny. He embraces it. He falls into that same category for me as Giannis or a Joel Embiid or those guys. Like, I love that. That's the type of ego I like in sports as well.
I'm with you. And I like the transparency, right? Like, I say Home Depot, you start thinking Shaq, talking about Shaq taking his shot, right? Like, it's like things like that where he's like, yo, what's up? And next day you see him in a Home Depot. Like, low key, I said this yesterday, Amber, Shaq, one of the best businessmen out there. Like, this dude throws on a conference every single year for all the brands. He lays out his content strategy. He talks about his humor, Shaqed in the Fool, like doing stuff with Kevin Hart. I love the whole aura around Shaquille O'Neal as a person. I'm with you.
Agreed. Let's get one more call in. DJ. DJ is in Oakland. DJ, who do you have for us?
I got Draymond Green, man. Golden State Warriors.
What do you like about how Draymond conducts himself? Because some people would find that one a bit more controversial.
All the pressure he got to play under when he step on the court, the way he's treated by the crowd, the team, the fans, the everything, just everything that goes to his head that he has to accomplish and still to get the job done. I just think he's an excellent player, man. Shout out to Draymond Green, everybody in Oakland, California, man. Go Warriors.
I mean, he does embrace being the villain, Jay, that's for sure.
You know what? There's one word that I use to describe Draymond Green that's abrasive, right? Like, he is willing to attack or confront issues dead on. Like, and there's a part of me that very much enjoys that, and I like that, Amber, due to the amount of people that I know that like to tippy toe around difficult subject matter. He just confronts it. I'm with that.
I mean, he's with him. He's himself, right? And he certainly embraces himself. And I did just say that I like the transparency for athletes. I'm not going to rock with the dude that punched another teammate in the face and essentially
coming. He was transparent with the fist.
Well, there you go. But Jordan Poole not on the Golden State Warriors anymore. Draymond Green just got the bag. Even the Draymond's the one that did the punch. It's a little, you know, he also cost him an NBA Finals, arguably, because of his antics. I don't know. But Draymond is certainly very authentically, it feels like, Draymond at all times.
But Amber, you know how many fights I've seen teams have? I mean, and I'm not condoning that behavior at all, right? But like, Michael Jordan's teams got in fights. Kobe's teams got in fist fights. Like, fights occur. Like, on football fields, we've seen championship teams have scrapes here and there. It's their ability to get over that stuff and to work through it that ultimately determines whether they can be successful or not. So, like, I know it occurred. It's not correct, but these things have occurred before in the past.
And certainly the Warriors could not get over it or past it, right? And you're talking about a player in Jordan Poole who was a major contributor to their championship the season before, and it feels like last season probably had everything to do with that fallout for Poole anyways. We'll see how that looks. And a different uniform coming up next here on ESPN Radio. Our ESPN Radio Rank'em series continues with my top five quarterback wide receiver duos. You're not going to want to miss it. You can also watch us on ESPNU.
This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. We all carry around different stressors. I do, you do, we all do, big, small. And when we keep them bottled up, as I sometimes have had happen in the past, it can start to affect us negatively. Therapy is a safe space to get things off your chest and to figure out how to work through whatever's weighing you down. It's helpful for learning positive coping skills and how to set boundaries. It empowers you to be the best version of yourself. It isn't just for those who've experienced major trauma. If you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online, designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist and switch therapists anytime for no additional charge. Get it off your chest with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/unsportsmanlike today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/unsportsmanlike.
Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
This is ESPN Radio. From the top five NFL quarterbacks.
Touchdown, Jalen Hurts.
R-E-L-A-X.
To the top five NFL fan bases. We're ranking the top of everything in the NFL. This is ESPN Radio's Rank 'em, the top five quarterback wide receiver duos.
Okay, Amber, no pressure.
No pressure. The top five quarterback wide receiver duos. I am on the clock. Mm-hmm. Let's get to it.
Number five.
My number five duo is Kirk Cousins and Justin Jefferson. Now, Kirk Cousins, not an all-pro quarterback, right? However, it's the connection that we're talking about. And Cousins, probably an underrated quarterback when we pull his entire career. He is nothing but if not consistent. He does have a career 66.8% career completion rate. He is an accurate quarterback, and he is accurately throwing passes to Justin Jefferson, who is easily, hands down, the best receiver in the league, breaking all kinds of records in terms of his franchise, in terms of on pace in the NFL. That is a spectacular combination. So, Jay, maybe not everybody would have them on this list, but I think we got to give the nod and the respect to that duo.
Yeah, I'll give it to him. You know, is it spectacular? When I say the word spectacular, Amber, that usually resides for one or two duos that are the best of the best. I feel like Justin Jefferson is spectacular. I feel like Kirk, even though he's a good quarterback, had a decent year last year, it still kind of, it brings it down. But I'm okay with that being number five.
For me, it's what Justin Jefferson is doing.
Yes.
But that man that throws him the football, you know, that connection exists because somebody does have to get him the football. And Kirk Cousins does it at a really high clip. So they certainly deserve a nod.
Okay.
Moving on.
I'm okay with that.
Number four.
another quarterback that's not yet a Hall of Fame quarterback. I hope one day he is on his way, and that is Tua Tagovailoa and Tyreek Hill. I am not being a homer, okay? I have not had the Dolphins on every single one of my lists, but I do think that they deserve to make an appearance here on this list. With Tua, you're talking about a quarterback that when he was healthy was leading the league in yards gained per pass attempt, yard gained per completion, and passer rating. So he had a very, very, very good season last season, certainly before he was knocked out for the rest of the season because of those concussions. In Tyreek Hill, you're talking about easily the fastest receiver in the game. What was so remarkable to me about what Tyreek was doing is he was doing it now this past season without Patrick Mahomes throwing him the football. And it looked almost as good in a Dolphins jersey as it did in a Kansas City Chiefs jersey. That is just Tyreek doing Tyreek things. Those numbers that I just referenced from Tua have everything to do with what Tyreek and Waddle were doing for Tua and the yards that they were gaining also after every catch. It's why they brought in that speed for a guy, a receiver that's as dynamic as Tyreek Hill. That's an incredible connection if Tua can stay healthy, Jay.
Yeah, I mean, that's the biggest caveat, though, right? Like, and you made mention of it. And look, I've been on the show defending the Miami Dolphins for a pretty long time. Not so much with the Miami Heat, but with the Miami Dolphins for sure. Amber, I just want you to know that for the record, I'm a supporter.
You're a supporter. I appreciate your support. Let's move on.
Number three.
All right. There we go.
Little delay, Mr. Yates.
Yeah, falling asleep, Yates, at the wheel there. Yeah, that's okay.
Talking about something, sorry.
Yeah, distractions, jeez.
Number three.
There we go. Just really drive it home. My number three on this list is Jalen Hurts and A.J. Brown. I'm talking about the quarterback wide receiver duo who logged six connections for 96 yards and a touchdown in the Super Bowl. They were doing it on the brightest stage that there is. Yes, they didn't get a Super Bowl win, but they showed that that connection is going to be a force to be reckoned with moving forward. Obviously, the acquisition of A.J. Brown had everything to do with how successful the Eagles were this past season. And in that uniform in Philly, he registered new career highs, or at least matched his career totals in terms of catches, receiving yards, and touchdowns. We already talked earlier in the show about Jalen Hurts, how, of course, he's really come on and showed himself as a superstar in the league. That connection, I think, is one that could even move up the list, but I have them at number three.
Okay. I mean, your last sentence is what I was going to lean into, but since you said it out loud to the world, I'm okay with it because I do feel like they could be higher on the list, especially considering everything happening with Allen and Diggs in Buffalo that we're seeing. I would assume that they are part of your top two.
They are part of my top two. Okay. Let's get it.
Number two.
There you go, Yates. Yeah. Trigger fingers working right now. Josh Allen and Stephon Diggs coming at number two on my list. They're not going to make number one because of that drama, but it's off-season drama. I'm not going to overreact to it too much, right? We'll see if it makes an appearance on the field. It certainly did not make an appearance last year on the field. In their first year together, Allen became a Pro Bowl caliber quarterback. Diggs led the league in catches and in receiving yards. His numbers have gone up during his time here in Buffalo. His touchdown total has risen every year that he has worn a Buffalo Bills uniform. This connection is paramount in the NFL. I really hope that drama doesn't do anything to disrupt it. It's so fun to watch.
Yeah, I really don't. I know that we're going to lean into it on every social media site and this whole conflation between what's real media and what's social media and how these stories become so big. But let's be honest, Amber. I mean, it's July. It's like this whole thing, June, July, like people go through difficult challenges. Don't we want to see that from our athletes and how they deal with it? I truly believe that Josh Allen and Stephon Diggs will be totally fine when the season comes around. We'll see that at the beginning of the year.
We will certainly be watching for that. And
number one.
My number one duo in terms of quarterback wide receiver duo in the NFL is Joe Burrow and Ja'Marr Chase. This stems back to college, right? We can go back to 2019 when they were punishing pass defenses back at LSU, but we have seen it play out at the pro level in just 28 games together. They have accomplished so much in a very short period of time. We know Joe Burrow is the second best quarterback in the league. And frankly, that's only second to Patrick Mahomes. And that's saying a whole lot, because Joe Burrow could easily be in that conversation for best, if not for the fact that he happens to be playing in this era with Patrick Mahomes, but that Ja'Marr Chase connection could at some point catapult him here to the best and the top of every list. It's been remarkable watching those guys find that chemistry that they had together in college on the pro level. Jay, they're the best duo in the league.
I have no problem, Amber, with your top five, maybe a little bit with the order with Jalen Hurts. I would probably have them number two right now instead of Allen and Diggs. No qualm at all. I will say a duo that I think is a breakout duo on the rise this year that we should keep our eye on, Deshaun Watson and Amari Cooper. I mean, year two in the system for Deshaun Watson, Kevin Stefanski. Like, I really think they have a chance of a breakout season.
Yeah, there are some notable exceptions on my list. Some people would have Dak and CeeDee Lamb on their list, I think. Justin Herbert, Mike Williams. Like, there's some other duos you certainly could have considered. We will have Jay Williams' top five a little bit later in the show. Coming up next, the Jets are going to be on Hard Knocks, but will that be a good thing for their season?
This is ESPN Radio. More next.
This is the story of the one. As head of maintenance at a concert hall, he knows the show must always go on. That's why he works behind the scenes, ensuring every light is working, the HVAC is humming, and his facility shines. With Grainger's supplies and solutions for every challenge he faces, plus 24/7 customer support, his venue never misses a beat. Call quickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.